How many of us love God's word in here? Amen. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms that God's word is a lamp unto our feet, meaning when it's dark or when you can't see which direction to go, God's word will be a light during dark times. God's word will be a light up your life. God's word will guide you on the right path. God's word will renew your life. God's word could change your life. God's word, somebody say his word. His word will endure forever. Can anybody at the 10 a.m. service attest to how good and how powerful God's word is in this place? Amen? God's word is powerful. You know, in the beginning of time, it was God's word that created heavens and earth. It was God's word that created all living things. It was God's word that separated the sea from the land. It was God's word that made the daytime day in the nighttime night. When God spoke or when God speaks, things changes, situations changes, lives changes, land changes. Can anybody attest to how powerful God's word is? Amen. God's word can change any and everything. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, it's alive and powerful, sharper than any double-edged sword. But just as God's word can create and change situations, just as God's words can create and change situations, we must understand God has given us the power with our words, with our voice, to be able to speak life into lifeless situations. Amen? The Bible tells us in Proverbs 18:21 that death and life is in the power of the tongue, meaning our words can give life and produce, or our words can bring death and deflate. But whatever you say, if you say it and believe it, you shall see it or receive it. Listen, if you say it and believe it, you shall see it or receive it if it's in alignment with your assignment. The title of my message this morning is Say It, Believe It, See It, or Receive It. Amen? If you have your Bibles, go with me to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. That is the first page after the table of contents in the Bible. For those of you that may be looking, hey, I say this every time that I'm blessed with the opportunity to stand up on this stage. I am thankful and I am proud to attend a Bible-believing church. Amen. Celebration Church is word-driven, and I am thankful to be a part of this church, and we are about to dive in God's word today. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the waters. Darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Can you imagine that? Before God created the heavens and the earth, this whole world was formless. There was no mountains, no sky, no freeways, no trees, no McDonald's, no Chick-fil-A, no shopping centers, no land, no nothing. Just a flat, formless place filled with water, darkness, and God's Spirit hovering over it. Just thinking about the world being pitch black, covered with water, and God's Spirit hovering over it all day, every day, gives me the heebie-jeebies. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. Does anybody else's anxiety goes up just a little bit thinking about this place being pitch black, filled with water, with no form? That's what this place was. I tell you what, this place, that thinking about that is scary for me because I just learned how to swim about 5 years ago. So thinking about this place being filled with water, I tell you what, I do get the heebie-jeebies a little bit. No cap, but that's what this place was until Genesis 1:3. In Genesis 1:3, it says, then God said, let me hear y'all say, God said, let there be light, and it was light. In verse 6, God said, let me hear y'all say, God said, let there be a space between the waters to separate the waters of the heavens from the waters of the earth. And that is how the sky was created. God would then go on and continue to speak the earth and heavens into existence by his words. And in the beginning of time, not only did God change the world situation, but he created a whole new atmosphere by speaking it into existence. But what we must understand as people, what we must understand as children of God, as humanity, is that according to Genesis 1:26, it says that God created us in his image and likeness. In fact, let's read it. Genesis 1:26 reads, "Then God said," let me hear y'all say, "God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us." Let us make humans, beings in our image to be like us. Who is us? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Verse 27. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God's word spoke heavens, earth, and humanity into existence. And if God created us in his image and likeness, then that means we are supposed to be mirrors and ambassadors of God here on earth. If God created us in his image and likeness, then that means we are supposed to be mirrors and ambassadors of God here on earth. But what does that look and feel like, one may ask? To be a mirror of God, to be created in God's image and likeness, means that we should love like he loves. Our love for one another should look just like God's love. We should have compassion how he has compassion. We should forgive how he forgives. We should give how he gives. We should care how he cares. Being created in the image of God, are being created in the Imago Dei, which is the Latin translation of image of God, is recognizing that we, humans, are the only living creatures who were gifted with the consciousness to understand that we were called to be God's representatives here on earth. To be in the Imago Dei, which is the image of God, is recognizing that we, humans, are the only living creatures that were gifted to the consciousness to understand that we are called to be God's representatives here on earth. The Bible says that humans were created in the image of God. To be created in the image of God, or the Imago Dei, is to essentially live out God's purpose or calling for your life in his reflection. That's Bible. And what is also Bible, coming from the New Testament in Romans 8:29, it says, God knew his people in advance. How many of you know we are God's people? Amen. God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son. Who's his son? Jesus, God, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Being created in the image of God is being a mirror of who God is and an ambassador of God here on earth. Now listen, that might sound scary a little bit, but God knew us humans, especially Robert Golden, could never fully live up to being a mirror of God perfectly here on earth. And that is why he sent his only son to earth, to not only be an example for how we are supposed to live life here on earth, but to die so that we may have salvation and have access to the Father. And what the Bible tells us in Romans 10:9, if you confess, let me hear y'all say confess. That means to speak or declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe, let me hear you say believe, in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. In other words, you will receive salvation. In other words, you will see eternity. But you have to say it, believe it, in order to see it or receive it. Amen? Celebration Church, and those of you that are watching online, I give you all of this context to let you know that your words, somebody say my words, have the ability to speak life, create, change atmospheres, change environments, change situations, but it only happens if you say it, believe it, then you shall see it or receive it. Amen? We were created in the image of God, and God's word is so powerful that he created a whole universe by his words. And if we, us humans, were called to be in the Imago Dei, the image of God, then my question is, what are your words creating in your life? What are your words creating in other people's lives? What are your words creating in this universe? What are your words creating? The Bible tells us in Proverbs 18:21 that death in life is in the power of the tongue. That means that your words can build you up or they can tear you down. Your words can build people up or they can tear people down. Your words can build your work environment up or they can tear your work environment down. But the power of your words has the ability to create, change, build up, or tear down. Your words, your words, your words matters. The words that comes out of your mouth matters. Amen? Amen. Amen. If I tell my wife she's looking good today, she's going to feel pretty good about herself. Amen? But if I say, baby, I don't know, you look kind of rough today, she might not feel too good about herself, right? For those of you that know my wife, man, y'all know she's always looking good. She's always looking good. But if I was to tell her she wasn't looking too good today, she'd think I'm telling an April Fool's joke. She knows she bad, amen? Amen? What was I talking about? What was I talking about? The power of words. The power of words, the power of words. If I speak life over myself and say today I'm going to be, it's going to be a good day. I'm going to have joy. I'm going to have peace. It's going to be a productive day. Because I say it, believe it, I shall see it and receive it. If we speak life or give compliments to people, your words can build them up. It can make them feel good about themselves. Your words can motivate and inspire. But on the other hand, speaking death out of your mouth can sound something like this. I'm so depressed. Life sucks. I always get the short end of the stick. I always get sick in the wintertime. My knee always starts hurting when it gets cold. I'm not going to get this job. I'll never be good enough. My wife don't listen. My husband don't care. My kids are bad. Nobody understands me. That's not going to happen for me. All of these sayings that we often say is considered not speaking life. And if we were created in the image of God, if we are supposed to be mirrors of God here on earth, then we must do Romans 4:17. Call those things that are not as though they are. Call those things that are not as though they are. Even if our situation of life isn't ideal, we must have the faith to stand and call those things that are not as though they are. You may be experiencing sickness in your body, but instead of telling people how sick you are, tell them how healed you are about to be. You may be going through some difficult times in life. Your money may not be touching and agreeing. Your relationships may be rocky. Your business may not be booming. But instead of complaining, start praising God for what he's about to do. God, thank you for healing me. God, thank you for blessing me spiritually, physically, mentally, and financially. God, thank you for keeping me. God, thank you for blessing my business. God, thank you for being a promise keeper. I know my breakthrough is on the way. I know my miracle is on the way. I know my healing is on the way. Does anybody in here know it's on the way? Say it's on the way. Whatever you need, say it's on the way. It's on the way. In order for it to be on this way, you have to say it, believe it, in order to see it or receive it. Amen? Amen? You have to call those things that are not as though they are. That's what God did, and we were created in his image and likeness. Amen? Amen. God said in the beginning, let there be light, when light didn't exist. But because his word went forth, we now have light. Amen? Our pastor said they were going to start a church called Celebration before they even had a church. But because they word went forth, we now get to gather here today, 30 plus years later, as a church. Amen. Because they said it, believed it, we now get to see it and receive it. Amen. Listen, Jeff Bezos, owner of Amazon, said that he was going to start an online shopping app. Because he said it and believed it, we now get to receive packages at our doorstep from Amazon. Amen? Can I get a witness in here? Sometimes my wife got the Amazon delivery driver showing up on my Ring camera 2 to 3 times a day receiving packages. She be talking about it's for the house, it's for the house. Does anybody else's wife order too much stuff on Amazon? I'm just playing. Don't answer that question. I get y'all in trouble in here. I get y'all in trouble in here. But yeah, my wife had them delivery drivers showing up all the time. But what was I talking about? Yeah, but when you think about it, everything that we have access to as people, somebody had to say or make a decision that they were going to create it before we saw it. That chair you sitting in, them envelopes that's in the seat back pockets, the shoes that you are wearing, the clothes that you have on. Somebody said, I'm going to create this. And because they said it and believed it, we now get to see it. Your words have power. Amen. Listen, for anybody that is still questioning the power of your words, or for anybody in here that wants or needs more information or confirmation about the power of your words, go with me to Matthew 17, verse 14, please. This is going to give you a little confirmation or a little bit more information about the power of your words. Matthew 17, verse 14. At the foot of the mountain, a large crowd was waiting for them. A man came and knelt before Jesus and said, Lord, have mercy on my son. He has seizures and suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him. Listen to what Jesus said, y'all. Jesus said, you faithless and corrupt people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Now, from the sounds of that, it sounds like Jesus was frustrated with his disciples. Amen. Because they lacked faith in their ability and in the power and in the power of their words. But this is how I know Jesus was frustrated with this people. Jesus said, bring the boy here to me. I can imagine he said it hard like that too. Bring the boy here to me. Reminds me of Mama Golden back in the days when she used to get frustrated with me and my brothers. She used to be like, boy, get your tail over here. Mama Golden know what I'm talking about too. Mama Golden know what I'm talking about. Reading that verse reminded me of Mama Golden. But let's keep reading. Then Jesus rebuked the demon in the boy. That means he commanded. He spoke and told the demon to come out. And it left him. From that moment, that boy was healed. That boy was well. Afterwards, the disciples asked Jesus privately, why couldn't we cast out that demon? Here it goes. You don't have enough faith. You don't have enough faith, Jesus told them. I tell you the truth. If you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible. Turn to your neighbor and say, that's Bible. Now look at your other neighbor and say, yep, that's Bible. God has given us power with our words, but we must have faith to believe what we say we will see. Amen? God created us in his image and likeness, but the image of God isn't physical. The image of God is spiritual. And the imago Dei is being in your calling or purpose in life, in God's form, in his reflection, in his likeness here on earth. We were called as human beings to be God's image bearers here on earth, a reflection of him for the world to see. And that is why it is so important that we be on mission for God. That is why our mission here at Celebration Church is to know God and to make him known, because what we say and what we do is supposed to be a representation of God's image here on earth. That is why it's so important to understand that our words matter. Our words has power. We should use them wisely. Amen. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 10:31, the mouth of a godly person gives wise advice. Proverbs 12:14 says, wise words have many benefits. If you say it and believe it, you shall see it or receive it. Amen? Listen. I had to call Pastor Andrew Nava when I was preparing for this message because I know a lot of people don't believe in the teaching of prosperity, and a lot of people don't believe in having the power of speaking things into existence. But according to what the Bible tells us in Job 22:28, it says, you will also declare a thing, which means speak. Another translation says decree. Another translation says decide, and it will be established for you. So you will decree a thing and it will be established for you. You will declare a thing and it will be established for you. You will make a decision and it will be established for you. If you say it and believe it, you shall see it or receive it if it's in alignment with your assignment. Amen. Listen, if you say it and believe it, you shall see it or receive it if it's in alignment with your assignment. James 4:2-3 reads, you have not because you ask not. But when you do ask, you ask with the wrong motives to spend on your own pleasures. That's Bible. Listen, if we were created in the imago Dei, the image of God, then we should be a reflection of God here on earth. So what we ask for or what we decree should be in alignment with our assignment. Listen. If you're asking God for $1 million to buy a boat or a mansion, and that's not in alignment with your assignment, I'm not saying God can't do it, but your motives has to be in alignment with God's plans for your life, amen? Because if they are, then what the Bible tells us in Matthew 7:7, knock and the door will be answered. Seek and you shall find. Ask and you shall receive. If your motives is in alignment with your assignment, then when you say it, you will be able to see it and believe it and you will receive it, amen? Amen. The power of your words has the ability to speak life, create, change atmospheres, and change situations. But you must say it, believe it, in order to see it or receive it. What you decree must be in alignment with your assignment. Amen? Amen. Amen. You know, I shared my story and my journey with this church a number of times. You know, I was playing in the NFL for 7 years, and God revealed to me, he began to reveal to me my true purpose in life. And he started to tell me that my life meant much more than just being an athlete. I was in the prime of my career, my 7th year in the NFL, and I asked the Kansas City Chiefs to release me from my contract when Patrick Mahomes was my starting quarterback. I took 2 sips on that one. I asked the Kansas City Chiefs to release me from my contract when Patrick Mahomes was my starting quarterback. After they granted me my release, I went home and thought I made the dumbest decision of my life. when I went home. I was playing in the NFL, and I asked the Chiefs to release me from my contract in my 7th year. Now I am at home with my wife and my 2-year-old son at the time, depressed. I was depressed. The enemy was telling me I'll never be as happy as I once was. I'll never be able to make my family proud again. I was lost, and deep down inside, I was hurting. You know, you're talking about being on the biggest stage in the sports arena for 7 years to being at home on the couch with nothing to do. My life changed like this overnight. I was depressed until I got in my word, until I started to speak life, until I started to speak God's word, and it changed everything for me. Lord, you said you was going to prosper me and not harm me. You said that you had hopes and a future for me. Lord, you said that the best is yet to come. I begin to tell myself that I am not depressed. I am happy and blessed. God do have a purpose and a plan for my life. My life does not suck. I am favored. I am loved. I begin to call those things that were not as though they were. I promise you, if you begin to open up your mouth and speak life and recite God's word and call those things that are not as though they are, the power that the Lord has given you with your words will be on display. Your words, your words, your words have power. How do you know your words have power? Number one, how do you know your words have power? Number one, because God created humanity in the image of God, in the Imago Dei, which means you are a reflection and an ambassador of God here on earth. You were created in his image and likeness. Listen, humanity is the only living creatures that were gifted with the consciousness to know that we were called to be God's reflection here on earth. If God spoke earth into existence in Genesis, and if Jesus rebuked the demons and spoke life into people, and if humans were created to be like them, that should let you know that your words have power. Amen? That's Genesis 1, 26 through 27. It states that we were created in the image of God to be like them. How do you know your words have power? Number one, because you were created in the image of God. Amen? How do you know your words have power? Number two, because death and life is in the power of the tongue. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. The words that come out of your mouth have the ability to create, to build up, or to tear down. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. The words that come out of your mouth have the ability to create, build up, or tear down. That's Proverbs 18, 21. Jesus also told us the truth. He told us the truth. He said, somebody say, Jesus said, if we have faith of a mustard seed, we can tell a mountain to move from here to there, and it will. Nothing. Somebody say nothing. Nothing. Nothing will be impossible, but you must have faith. That's Matthew 17, 20. Amen. How do we know that our words have power? Number two, because death and life is in the power of the tongue. Amen. I can get the praise team to start heading back as well, too, please. And number three, how do we know our words have power? How do we know that our words have power? Because number three, we can call those things that are not as though they are. We can call those things that are not as though they are. That's Job 22, 28. God called those things that were not as though they were. God called those things that were not as though they were. If we were created in his image and likeness, we should be reflections and mirrors of God here on earth. Here on earth. You know, after I began to speak life over myself when I was coming out of my depression, when I began to speak life over myself when I was coming out of my depression, God began to reveal a vision to me about my true purpose in life. He began to start revealing visions of my true purpose in life when I began to speak life and recite his words out of my mouth. He began to start showing me what my true purpose was. So I began to start speaking it out loud. God was showing me things, and I'm like, okay, God, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. And he started giving me visions, and I started speaking it. And I have a video that I want to show you guys just to show you how powerful your words are. This video is not to brag and boast about me or my life, but it's about to show you just how powerful your words can truly be. Can we roll the video, please?
A former NFL player is bringing a new hands-on learning experience for youth to downtown Fresno.
You know, this school started as a dream a little over 2.5 years ago, and to see it come to fruition is definitely a blessing. I look forward to welcoming children on campus come August 9th. It's going to be a fun year. It's going to be exciting. But more importantly than that, you know, we're going to be able to impact a lot of children's lives and impact our Fresno community as well. So for that, I'm thankful and look forward to continuing this journey with you all. You are more than able. be that guy that can come back to my hometown and tell children that you can be what you want to be, just be it, be golden. Definitely sits near and dear to my heart, and just want our children to have the best of the best and go off and do great things in the world and come back and do similar things like myself and help uplift the next generation that's to come. Super excited about signing these closing docs on our permanent facility. You know, the dream has always been to not only offer a world-class educational opportunity, but to have a state-of-the-art facility for our students as well, too. And I started this journey back in 2020, and here we are closing out 2022, and just closed on our permanent facility parcel, and going to be developing our state-of-the-art facility directly across the street from the Fresno Chapter Zoo. Here we are at the new location where Golden Charter Academy will be built, directly across the street from the Fresno Chappie Zoo. We put this property in escrow in September of 2020, before the school was ever approved, before we even knew if we were gonna have a school. I wrote the vision down, said that we were gonna build the school right here. 2022, we got the keys.
We got a $20 million project that is about to break ground today. $20 million about to break ground today. We're making no little plans here. This is just the beginning, and I can't wait to get this building tore down so we can make room for the new.
To share the great news that our allocation committee has approved a soft circle to Golden in the form of $11 million. And so really excited to be moving forward with you on both of these projects. Jeremy is giving Robert a call over at Golden. So you will both get the good news this afternoon and have a great weekend.
Well, we just got an $11 million phone call to solidify the project.
That's it. God is great, man. Like, what? Dude, we needed $22 million. We got $11 million. I just got the other $11 million right now. For a state-of-the-art facility, man, across the street from the Fresno Chapter Zoo, bro. Like, come on, man.
Dude, we just got $22 million.
Dang! 22. 22 million.
That's God. That's God. That's God. That's God. That's God. You know, the crazy thing about that, the crazy thing about all of this is it's been a faith journey. And on November 3rd, 2022, when we tore the building down, I said that we were about to break ground on a $20 million project today. Our pastors was in attendance. Pastor Anthony, you was there, y'all my witness. On November 3rd, 2023, I had no idea where we was about to get $20 million from. But I knew this, if God started it, he was going to finish it. That's faith, amen? Listen, I said this before and I said again, if it's God's will, then it's God's bill. But in order for you to see it happen, you must say it, believe it, in order to receive it. But it must be in alignment with your assignment. If y'all receive that, let's give God some praise. All over the building, we can stand to our feet. All over the building, we can stand to our feet. Listen. Your words have power. Sometimes you have to call those things that are not as though they are. That's faith. You got to believe that God's going to do it. Your words have power. How do you know your words have power? Number one, God created us in the image of God. Number two, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And number three, we can stand here today and call those things that are not as though they are. Father God, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, Father God, for what you've done, for what you're about to do, Father God. Lord God, I'm asking that you seal this word in your people's heart, Father. Seal this word in your people's heart. Father God, let this be a transformational word for them and for their families. Let their word start to speak life and build them up. Start to speak life and build others up. And Father God, let them speak things, Father God, into this universe that'll make this place a much better place for them and for the next generations to come. Father God, Lord, your word says that if we confess with our mouths and believe in our hearts that Jesus is Lord, we will be saved. In other words, we will have salvation. In other words, we will see eternity. And there may be some people in here, Father, that may have not invited the Lord into their lives as of yet, Father God, but your word says all they have to do is confess and believe, and they will receive. So, Father God, if there's anybody in here right now that would like to confess with their mouths and believe in their hearts that Jesus is Lord and be saved, on the count of three, I just want you to put your hands in the air. On the count of three, I just want you to put your hands in the air if you want to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you want to say it, believe it, and receive it. 1, 2, 3, put your hands in the air. I see those hands. 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 But like my brother Andrew Nava always say, more importantly, God sees your hands. Repeat this prayer after me, but don't just repeat it. Mean it. Believe it. Father God, Lord, we thank you. God, I believe that you lived. I believe that you sent your Jesus Son to die on the cross for me. Father God, I believe that he lived. I believe that he died. And I believe that he rose again so that I may have salvation. Father God, I believe it. I receive it. Thank you. For it's in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all.